In Uganda, the German Academic Exchange Service, DAAD, has been promoting the education and training of young university teachers at their home universities with in-country scholarships for over 40 years. With this podcast, the DAAD presents current and former scholarship holders who are making a positive contribution to the development of Uganda and its society. For this episode, we spoke with veterinarian Lawrence Mugisha.
I'm Dr. Lawrence Mugisha. I've just finished my PhD in collaboration with Macquarie University and Robert Koch Institute, Germany, Berlin, where I was looking at the infectious diseases affecting chimpanzees with the potential for crossing from chimpanzees to humans. So that was my major focus. The PhD was a motivation because of my previous work and engagement. I've been working as a veterinarian and a sanctuary manager for Ngamba Island Chimpanzee Sanctuary, which is located on Lake Victoria on an island, caring for the rescued and orphaned chimpanzees. I've been there as a vet, ensuring the health of these rescued orphaned chimpanzees, their welfare and rehabilitation, and ensuring also the welfare of the staff. Right now, I'm focusing much more into research at the wildlife, livestock and human interface, especially looking at the infectious diseases and looking at the communities, how can the communities living near the protected areas coexist with wildlife through improvement of their livelihoods, but also improvement of their health, and in that way would improve the health of wildlife so that everybody can coexist and we prevent the transmission of infectious diseases from humans and the wildlife and vice versa.
There are still some 5,000 chimpanzees living in the wild in Uganda. They often interact with local communities, searching for food, and thus come into contact with human and domestic animal excrement. Mugisha and his fellow researchers will start by taking samples from APs, humans and domestic animals, and begin searching for Escherichia coli bacteria to discover potential transmission pathways. Doctors from local hospitals will also be involved. An approach in line with the holistic One Health concept the research group intends to adopt, researching animals and humans alike. But Mugisha does not want to stick to research only.
We also want to put in a conservation eco-health approach through a non-governmental organization that I've just established, Conservation and Ecosystem Health Alliance.
It's really going to be a platform which is going to have a training section. It's going to have a research and it's going to have a conservation working with the local people who are faced with the real problems on the ground. And we'll provide opportunities for different scientists, for volunteers to come and have experience locally working with the local people, trying to help the local people solve their problems, both livelihoods and the conservation-related problems, to build capacity of the local people to manage their own situations, problems, while protecting and conserving the environment for the future generation and the whole world.
Mugisha himself grew up in a village of just 200 inhabitants in southwestern Uganda. He was one of just a few villagers to obtain a scholarship from the Ugandan government to study for a bachelor's degree in veterinary medicine. Today he maintains contact with distinguished American and German universities and research institutions such as the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig. He is invited to conferences around the world and is a consultant veterinarian to the Pan-African Sanctuary Alliance, which comprises 20 primate sanctuaries in Africa. He was granted the 2010 Rudolf Ippen Young Scientist Award by the European Association of Zoo and Wildlife Veterinarians and the Leibniz Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research in Berlin. DAAD supported Mugisha with an in-country scholarship during his master's studies and doctorate.